Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. There is perhaps no more Milwaukee a brand name than Harley-Davidson. The motorcycle manufacturer has called the city home for more than a century, and Harley aficionados have long made pilgrimages here, even more so now that there is a museum dedicated to the iconic bike. What's more, there is very much a living legacy still at work within the company. Willie G. Davidson, the grandson of founder William A. Davidson, has been a longtime designer with the company. Today, he is Chief Styling Officer Emeritus and Brand Ambassador at Harley. And his work, from bikes to painting, is about to go on display at the Harley-Davidson Museum. As the exhibit was coming together, Willie G. sat down with Lake Effect's Bonnie North and talked about what it was like to revisit a lifetime's worth of work.
Well, I think the museum team really did an outstanding job of putting some of these pieces together. Nancy and I are collectors, and I think that's a pretty common trait for artistic people to be collectors of art. We collect art, we collect antiques, we collect motorcycles, obviously, and I've got a couple unusual cars, and lots of art. Everywhere there's art.
Well, you have been quoted as saying that you were born with gasoline in your veins and crayons in your hands. And were you drawing from a very early age?
Yeah, I drew at a very early age. And I was an art major at University of Wisconsin. But that was not getting me into this industrial design hardware that enabled me to be involved with our motorcycles from a design standpoint, and that's what I really wanted.
Did you want that from the very beginning?
Yes, but you have to go back in time and understand that there were not a lot of colleges that offered anything like that. So Art Center showed up in a Post magazine article back in the 50s, and I said, Mom and Dad, guess what? I'm going to California if you are on board with me. So I went to Art Center. It's a well-known design school.
And so what did you learn there? What was that teaching you that you didn't already know how to do as an artist?
Well, industrial design deals with product. And there are numerous courses. Obviously, drawing was very important. It showed us ways that we could present new designs and how we would draw and what we would put together for show and tell. So it involved 3D and 2D and modeling, clay modeling. It involved renderings on outside, plein air type things. We'd go out in the desert and we would draw cars. You know, we study the reflective surfaces and what the light did on a side of a vehicle or a product. So it was a very creative school, highly competitive with the other students and quite demanding. Didn't get a hell of a lot of sleep, I'll tell you that.
Did you have a favorite course? Was there something that you found that you just really loved?
Well, I just enjoyed the whole experience out there because there were a lot of people out there, gearheads, who had a passion for vehicles, and that was certainly my passion. So the vibe was great. On weekends, I go to motorcycle races out there in Ascot Park, which is now, I think, a parking lot. But years ago, it was a great Friday night motorcycle racing and something I love to do and go out there and watch those guys. So it was a neat experience.
So when you were done and came back, you didn't come right back to Harley, though. You went to Brooks Stevens, right?
Right. Yeah. I was involved with Brooks, and that was just an extension of my learning. He had a multiple lineup of clients. So I designed everything from outboard motors to furniture to graphics. But at one point I was working on motor scooters. That didn't make a lot of sense. because Harley Davidson was involved with a scooter at that time. So I talked to my dad and I said, you know what, I think I should pack up my crayons and come over and work on the Harley Davidson scooter. So I was at Brooks for, I think, 5 years, something like that. But it was, again, that same vibe that Art Center had, you know. Creatives working on similar projects all have a mindset that's pretty exciting. That vibe just appealed to me to the max. So it was fun.
So when you brought your crayons back over here and decided to work for the family business, what did you bring from Brooks Stevens? I mean, what was the kind of thought and mindset that you brought into the shop here?
Well, I think the training I had at Art Center and then Brooks really prepared me very well for what was going on here. And there were numerous projects that Harley-Davidson was involved with. We had utility vehicles, we had golf cars, we even had a boat for a couple of years.
When was that?
Tomahawk.
Okay.
Tomahawk Boat Company. We needed fiberglass expertise, so we looked for something in the state that would fit and people with that knowledge. And that plant's grown and grown, and it's very big now. It's still up at Tomahawk, Wisconsin. So I think coming in 1963, I was able to establish the design department. Up until that time, the company was using outside consultants or internal people who weren't really trained designers. They were engineers, but they had a good eye, so they could be somewhat creative. But my point is that I had an open playing field to drop into, and that was just a delight. I had a lot of freedom, and we were small compared to today. And that had some advantages for a designer. There weren't a lot of committees. There weren't a lot of too many people in the kitchen trying to make the cook. Too many people judging everything. So I had a lot of freedom, which to an artist, I mean, there's nothing greater than that. Because I've been an enthusiast all my life. I love these things. I still find going to a motorcycle exhibit or a show just fascinating. That's never died. You know, if there's a show nearby, I will be there.
So with your artist's eye, when you go to shows like that, what are you seeing? I mean, motorcycles are, you know, like cars, like most products. They're made up of the components that they're made up of. You've got wheels, you've got to have something to sit on, you've got to have some way to steer it. What kinds of things? Are you seeing exciting things happening in motorcycle design?
Well, if you look at our Harleys, they're exposed. Harley-Davidson's are an arrangement of pieces, and that's what makes our bikes great, the proportions, the V-twin and how it fits in the frame. And of course, our teardrop tank is a trademark. So it's fun to see what riders do with fenders and shapes and how they treat the engine with different finishes. And there's a whole world of wheels out there that are different. And I pushed the envelope on that white bike over there with the tail section. That's a 71 Superglide. That had a very unique tail section on it. But a lot of these pieces, I mean, I would design the leather bags and the paint schemes. You'll see how the engine pieces are painted. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got
a unique rear wheel and belt guards and the arrangement of the shock absorbers, and there's a lot of bits and pieces that a designer can really enjoy working on.
Have you seen anything that you thought boy, I don't like that. That doesn't work.
Oh, sure,
yeah?
Sure. I mean, there's sometimes extreme arrangements that people come up with our motorcycles that are, they're extreme to the point where I sometimes question how well they work or how they handle. Not all of them, but some I kind of say, where in the hell did that come from?
And that, I imagine, because of your artist's eye, there's that sense of the visual, too, of kind of going, wait a minute, what? That doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I'm a visual person. Everything I do, it just, my DNA, I guess, whether it's two wheels or four wheels, or I have a collection of early bikes and some early race cars, and it's all visual. And, of course, I paint a lot. I have a nice studio here at the museum, so painting is a real passion.
So when you paint, are you also painting bikes and cars?
I do some things for the Harley Museum here, and then I do some things just for my own enjoyment, abstracts, and I paint a lot of buildings and objects, and of course that includes motorcycles.
What are you working in, oil or?
No, I'm a watercolor guy. I have been all my life. It's a tricky medium, but I really enjoy it. And over the years, I've understood the question of how much water and how much pigment and when to go at that paper. And it's just a challenge, every one. Even though I've been doing it for 50 years, it's still a exciting challenge. So I can come down here and look at bikes and work on a painting, and what could be better than that?
Not much, except maybe getting on the bike.
Yeah, right on.
So of all of the things, I know we're not completely set up yet, but is there a particular piece, an object that's your favorite that you're so glad that's in the exhibit or will be in the exhibit when it's all up?
That white motorcycle, the 71 Superglide, was our first custom, more of a extreme custom for its time. But that was really the kickoff to our whole lineup of custom cruisers, which have been a huge part of this company. Very proud of that.
Willie G., I want to say thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming down and look at all this groovy
fabulous stuff. I know. And it's not even completely up yet, and I just want to stay here and hang out.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. It'll be, my paintings are going up. There'll be like 60 paintings here. And, of course, all the motorcycles and the race cars and hot rod thrown in. So I think if you're a gearhead and you're a creative, artistic design person, you got to come down here to see what the hell I've been doing for 50 years.
And what you're going to continue to do.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you're not going to stop.
I can't stop now.
The exhibit, Willie G. Davidson, Artist, Designer, Leader, Legend, opens Saturday and runs through September 7th at the Harley Davidson Museum in Milwaukee. Willie G. Davidson talked with Bonnie North, and you can see pictures of some of his work at WUWM.com.